This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 734, entitled, I Had My First Masculist Dream. Description. This flyer reports on my first masculist dream, then extrapolates on how the masculist riot that occurred in that dream may occur in reality a few years from now. The flyer itself. I Had My First Masculist Dream. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Some nights before the time of writing, November 2025, I had a dream with a masculist theme, which was the first time in my life, which is a bit surprising given that I've been thinking about masculist issues literally for decades. I don't remember much about the details of the dream. I read, when studying sleep research, that we dream about four times per night, and that we don't remember most of them, only when we wake up during or very shortly after a dream. All I remember is that in the dream, young men were rioting, hurling masculine slogans at young women. Where and when this rioting was taking place in the dream was not clear to me. The next morning, I told my partner that I had dreamt about young men rioting for masculine reasons, but was unable to elaborate. For several days, I didn't think much about it, until I started asking myself why I would be having such a dream. This flyer is about the further thinking resulting from that dream. Dreams can be indicative of one's future aspirations or fears or desires. So I wonder what my first masculist dream was trying to tell me, if anything. So I started speculating about this dream. Dreams often are quite incoherent. So in my present conscious state, I will add logicality and plausibility to the dream's meager content and pad it out quite a bit. My first question is, where could such an event, as occurred in the dream, have taken place? I think the obvious answer is that it would have taken place on a campus somewhere. Since I was a professor before retirement, I've had a lot of life experience on campuses. Also, where else, other than on campuses, do you get a lot of angry young men rioting for masculine reasons? So the rest of this flyer runs with the dream, speculating on what a future masculist riot by young men might look like and how it might come about. Why might young men on campus riot over masculist ideas? Issues. I envisage the following scenario and predict that such events may occur in reality in only a few years' time, given the pace of the rise of the manosphere and the percentage of young campus men who are fed to the teeth already with monoconscious feminist bitchery. So this is how I see things panning out over the next few years, resulting in masculine riots on campus. Firstly, an ever higher proportion of young men on campus have their masculine and MGTOW consciousnesses raised by absorbing the masculine and MGTOW messages coming from a steady stream of content creators on the internet. As a result of this steady stream of masculine ideas on the internet, most young men on campus are aware of the basic ideas of masculinism and MGTOW, so have become intellectually armed with masculist and MGTOW rhetoric. They know that gender oppression is not a one-way street, in contrast to what is taught to them by monoconscious feminists who, by definition, only know the feminist half of gender politics, who have been powerfully brainwashed by feminism, that men commit gender crimes against women, that men are the oppressors of women, and women are the oppressed. So these monoconscious feminists feel that women have every right to be angry at men for the awful ways that men oppress women. But these young men are also learning of masculist ideas, so become, by definition, bi-conscious. So they learn from the masculist and MGTOW content creators on the internet that women oppress men too, and in fact, a lot worse than vice versa. They learn of what the masculists call the big three. That is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Once these young men see that indeed women do oppress men far worse than vice versa, then of course they start seeing these monoconscious, misandrist feminists as hypocrites. They ask themselves, quote, "Why are these monoconscious feminists bitching against men in public, when in reality women oppress men far worse with the big three, for example?" These young men on campus then start expressing their contempt for this monoconscious feminist hypocrisy, calling it out in public meetings, making it very clear that the days of monoconscious feminist monopoly are over. They hurl abuse at these monoconscious feminists when the latter trash men in public, yelling at them such things as, quote, "Learn some masculinism, you monoconscious feminazi hypocritical cunts. Learn how much worse you women oppress men with your manslavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering, etc. Stop trashing men in public when in reality you women commit far worse gender crimes against men than vice versa. You're hypocrites, misandrist, hypocritical, feminazi cunts, the type of women that men find so repulsive to be with that we punish you so severely that we effectively exterminate you by totally ignoring you, not even pumping and dumping you, forcing women like you to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected, both socially and sexually. We masculists have a very effective strategy to force monoconscious feminist cunts like yourselves to convert yourselves from being monoconscious to being bi-conscious, that is, by learning some masculism. And that is, we target the men in your lives, if you have one. 99.5% of women are heterosexual. So that means in practice, even the most rabid of feminazis is still dependent on men for her sex. So we threaten these women with manlessness by targeting the men in their lives, by teaching these men, these monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, masculist ideas, so that these men become bi-conscious, so that if their monoconscious feminist misandrist girlfriends remain monoconscious, then these now bi-conscious masculine boyfriends will start seeing the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as hypocrisy, given that women oppress men far worse than vice versa, with women's many awful decades-lasting gender crimes against men, for example, the big three. These now bi-conscious masculine boyfriends will feel increasingly disgusted with the hypocrisy of their monoconscious feminist girlfriends and then dump them. Over the next few years, this dumping will be happening thousands of times per campus, to the point that young women start feeling really threatened, so that the level of their hysteria grows and grows. To many young women, their feminist beliefs are their core belief system, equivalent in psychological terms to what religion was to people over a century ago. People do not easily give up their core belief system, since to do so usually only creates severe cognitive dissonance, which is extremely unpleasant. Imagine going up to a priest and saying, "There's no God, you've wasted your whole life." The equivalent for a monoconscious feminist would be to hear from her dumping boyfriend, quote, "You're an MFB, a monoconscious feminazi bigot. Gender oppression is a two-way street. You women oppress men far worse with your man slavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering, etc. You're a complete hypocrite when you trash men in public for the rather mild ways that men oppress women. Even rape is small beer in comparison to any of the big three. So learn some masculinism, you feminazi cunt, or rot on the shelf, hated by men, masculisted men, who won't tolerate your misandrist hypocrisy. Go rot on the shelf, dying your slow, miserable, lonely, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless death, you misandrist, hypocritical bigot." End quote. Hundreds of monoconscious feminist women, when faced with such biconscious maskless onslaughts, will go to war against these men, expressing their feminist hatred of men who commit gender criminal acts towards women, as taught them by feminism, by feminist gender studies, etc. This monoconscious feminist onslaught will only make the biconscious masculisted men on campus see these women as even more hypocritical, and hence these women will be treated with even more contempt and ideological hatred. Probably then, once the pressure cooker has reached explosion point, some event, probably some feminist talk or demo, will create the spark that will ignite the masculist riot. For example, there may be some official university woman who makes some misandrist remark in a public meeting, and quickly several masculists in the audience then stand up, hurling abuse at her, saying she's a hypocritical feminazi cunt, and that she should learn some masculism. Then large numbers of masculisted men in the audience start throwing things onto the stage, yelling at her to get off the stage with such remarks as, quote, "You monoconscious feminazi cunt, you misandrist shit, you hypocritical bitch," etc. Hundreds of men in the audience then create such a din and express such built-up frustration and hatred of monoconscious feminism that the monoconscious feminist on the stage sees her case as hopeless and runs off the stage for her own physical safety. She can see, as well as all the women in the audience, that something has shifted, that women no longer have a monopoly over gender politics, and that if ever they trash men in public again, they will face this verbally violent, ideologically hateful onslaught from the men, the masculisted, biconscious men in the audience, who don't tolerate her monoconscious, ignorant hypocrisy, and will bite her fucking head off if she doesn't stop with her misandry. This masculist riot will prove to be similar to the historic Stonewall riots of the gays in New York in 1969, which turned the tide of prejudice against gays in the US and led to the establishment of gay rights movements, etc. When news of this masculist, biconscious riot hits the mainstream media, there'll be many similar riots on other campuses in the US and around the world. University administrations around the world will become conscious that they will have to become bi-conscious themselves and change their institutions to reflect this new orientation. Feminist studies at universities will have to teach bi-consciousness, that is, how both, capital letters, sexes oppress each other, so that young women are no longer brainwashed into thinking that gender oppression is a one-way street. In the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, seeing them as undateable due to these women being, quote, too poisoned by feminism, as shown by a Pew PW Research Center poll in 2022. Most of these men are yet to become intellectually armed with masculist ideas, but when they do, and that is probably only a few years away, instead of passively walking away from feminism, poisoned young women, they will become ideologically violent, armed with masculist rhetoric, which they will hurl at monoconscious feminists to great effect. when men become collectively angry at women, God help women. When that anger is strongly fueled by maskless knowledge that women oppress men far worse, as taught them by maskulism, it's only a question of time before bi-conscious maskless riots become commonplace, so that my first maskless dream becomes the harbinger of what is soon to come in the real world. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the maskless tab for 730 plus maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on maskulism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash. London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words.